game the other day, Tolleson said something to the effect of, you know, regarding all the wrestling yards, he said, you know, let's not, it sounds crazy, but I don't really don't think we should make too big a deal out of this. Just fix it and move on. Do you think it was fixed, and is that kind of the approach that you took?
Yeah, we didn't tackle well in the second half. We have two second halves of football games this year in our eight games where we didn't tackle well. Okay, and it's about run fits and mechanics and those things that we talk about all the time. We were talking a lot about run defense last week in the, at this press conference and how it was getting better and better. And that's the key. The key is this. When the guy goes through the hole, you got to know how to fit it, and you got to get that guy on the ground. That's key. We got to tackle better. We had two games where we didn't. We got to know where our help is and tackle better. There was a lot of times in that game, I mean, where we stopped the same play over and over, and they call it one more time, and for whatever reason, we're slightly off. That back's good enough to go to the house. He's a good player. So we got to make sure. Okay. Go ahead.
How disappointing is it 8 games in to Lee is in position to make that play? Rowe is, you know, he gets there in the middle, and it looks like he has a shot. And then you have a couple guys on the last run, you know, to be that close.
Well, that's what you got to do. That's the difference. That's the difference in really good defense, really good run defense. The best defenses get themselves off the field, control what they can control, like we talked about. We're doing that at times very, very well, especially in the run game. There's times this year where our run defense has been outstanding. And there's times where they keep running the same play and they find that much. What we got to do as a group is take care of that much. We got to know how it fits, how it works, and do our job. And we took turns not doing our job. And that's what you got to get. That's why football is what it is. 11 guys doing their job to tackle the guy with the ball.
What did you see up front? I think there's a stat where Martin had like 197 yards before contact. How'd your D-line look on film as far as getting off blocks and filling holes?
The D-line was in their gaps pretty well. We knocked them back pretty well. There was a time we took turns on the front doing that, but we actually calculated a little bit the other way. You mentioned a couple of plays. We had some players in position to make plays when he is right at the hole. Now, he's pretty good. He slipped through a couple things and those things. But here's the deal. We're going to tackle him when we're there. I mean, it just comes back down to tackling in the second half of two football games. And we got to do that. We got to know where our help is, understand that, use our help, and get the guy on the ground.
What are your impressions of the Baltimore Ravens offense, Coach?
The Ravens do a good job offensively. They understand how to change tempo. They understand who they are and what they are. And the Ravens, as an organization, has done a very good job of knowing how to win football games. So we got to understand how they do those things, changing tempo to run the ball and throw the ball, what kind of routes they use, who runs what routes in their offense, and apply our rules to stop them. But they do a nice job in knowing who they are in that stadium, and understanding how to run and pass to win football games.
Seymour can't go because of the hamstring. How does that change up the rotation? Is this more work for Desmond and Tommy, or can you move Lamar inside or Tolleson inside occasionally, or how do you compensate for that?
We've moved different players inside throughout the season. We've done things so that if anything happens, because that is the great game of football through 16 weeks, it's next man up all the time. And we've built that depth throughout the year with our front. And our front has gotten better across the board of using our hands in those different things, those different guys in the different positions. So we will do the different scenarios that you mentioned, we'll do forms of all of those.
How is Curry going to be used? Are you going to just kind of let him sit?
You ask me every week about Air.
Curry? Are you going to put him in for Burris here and there? Wheeler here and there kind of thing?
Of course, Curry will be used at our linebacker positions. What's great about Aaron is in his time, these past few weeks, he's really studied all the linebacker positions. So we're excited about what he can do. He's had a pretty good week of practice this week. So you'll see him at the different spots. And what's great about Aaron is he can learn those positions, and he was willing to learn all those positions.
He was talking about bringing energy, passion, those qualities to the defense that we see out of him, a real energetic.
Aaron likes football. It's been hard on him a little bit not being able to be on the field, you know, and it's hard on these guys when they're starting to feel better, but yet they're still not on on. That's one of the most frustrating things for a professional athlete is you're starting to feel better, but you're not on the field. So expressing that is, you know, you get excited and you talk about more than you usually talk because you can't do it, you know. But he's been energetic this week and he loves football. So we're excited to see what he does.
Does it help at all in terms of preparation that maybe Martin and Rice may be similar type backs?
Yeah, because you don't want to experience that again. Sometimes you learn what to do, and sometimes you learn what not to do, both in coaching and in life, okay? Sometimes things are bad. This is what we tell the players about. What do you do with bad? You turn it into good. What do you do with good? You turn it into great. So for 7 defensive football games, we played pretty good run defense, okay? And then the other half, as Coach said, was bad. So now we've got to turn bad into good. So that's a good experience to help us do that. Everything. Everything. He can catch it. He puts his foot in the ground. He gets vertical. Okay. He puts his foot in the ground and he gets vertical, which is one of the things that him and Doug did. And the real good backs, they get vertical. They get what they can. He can catch the ball. His receiving stats since he's entered the league are outstanding. You know, so we have to account for him on all downs on those situations. He catches them in designed routes. He catches them on checkdowns. So he's a good back. He's a good back, and they know how to use him.
Good.
Thanks, guys.
How's
Bartel looking?
Yeah.
Bartel has had a good week of practice. Did some things well today. So excited to see him on the field.
Expect to see him this week.
That falls of to Coach Allen and Reggie, as I say a lot of times.
All right,
guys.